Another Russian show of force. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Missile launches that leader Vladimir Putin will watch over personally tomorrow. As thousands of troops remain near Ukraine, the U.S. fears an invasion.
Whatever path he chooses, the United States and our allies and our partners will be ready.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's in Poland, where some U.S. troops were recently sent. There are also talks in Germany. Fox's Simon Owens following him live.
Today, Vice President Kamala Harris is meeting with the leaders of American allies from Eastern Europe.
We stand with you. I am here personally to say that. We stand with you.
Speaking ahead of talks with the leaders of Estonia, Latvia and Lithuania, who are all members of NATO and all share borders with Russia, the Vice President underscored U.S. commitment to the NATO alliance.
I do believe, I think we all know, our greatest strength is our unity. This is a moment that has made that clear.
She said the U.S. remains open to diplomacy on resolving the Ukraine crisis, but the onus is on Russia to prove that it's serious. Dave?
Simon tears in court in Minnesota.
I'll never be able to forgive you for what you've stolen from us.
Dante Wright's mother, Katie, moments ago, talking to Kim Potter, the now ex-cop who killed her son.
I hope you're listening and don't mistake any of my words. Because we can't afford the defendant to make any more mistakes.
Potter's facing sentencing today for manslaughter for shooting Wright during a traffic stop struggle last year, mistakenly thinking the gun in her hand was her taser. In Canada, the expected crackdown on a weeks-long trucker protest in the capital, Ottawa, demanding an end to those COVID mandates.
Protesters are being advised to leave that area. Some are surrendering and are being arrested.
Fox's Matt Finn in Ottawa.
Ottawa police and the government have warned that this protest will end, that they do not have any trouble removing these trucks. They don't anticipate any trouble removing them, and that this weekend will look a lot different.
America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Well, this has been a trend the last couple of weeks. More states lifting mask mandates. New Mexico has ended the requirement immediately. Washington State will do that next month. And Democratic Governor Jay Inslee adds,
beginning on March 1st, we will no longer require vaccine verification for large events.
Another Democrat-led state is transitioning to a new COVID phase of just learning to live with it, that the virus won't go away.
Governor Gavin Newsom announced from a warehouse in Southern California the state will now deal with COVID as an endemic. No emergency orders are being lifted, but this past week the state lifted its indoor mask mandate. That does not apply to children in schools yet, though Newsom says they plan to review the school mask mandate by the end of this month.
We are moving in a vernacular away from a more control construct of mandates.
To a posture, he said, of readiness. Part of the endemic plan calls for the state to be able to administer thousands of vaccines and tests per day and have a stockpile of masks. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
There is an empty seat in Congress.
Minnesota Republican Jim Hagedorn died last night, his wife announced on a social media post. Hagedorn was elected to the state's first district seat in 2018. In 2019, he was diagnosed with stage 4 kidney cancer. In July, he announced that cancer had resurfaced and advanced.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. The congressman was just 59 years old. Now, the government is getting a new round of short-term funding through March 11th. The Senate joined the House approving that before a deadline tonight to prevent what would have been a government shutdown. On Wall Street, the Dow and the Nasdaq started the day on the rise. Now they're falling. The Dow has lost almost 200 points. The Nasdaq is now down about 175. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.